that. I don't need that in my life. I'm just a normal, everyday architect and person who is very concerned about our country. As an American, I am deeply disturbed about the state of affairs when a deception on the scale of these three criminal-controlled demolitions can occur, and most Americans, certainly not all, fortunately, have been deceived. And most of our elected representatives are unwilling to tackle the very serious issues before them, such as the finding of nanothermite, which the caller mentioned, in the World Trade Center dust, small red-gray chips, tons of them all together, found by an independent team of scientists led by Niels Harrit in Copenhagen, with nanoparticles of iron oxide and aluminum powder embedded in them. Very clearly, the most advanced materials made in extremely sophisticated Defense Department contracting laboratories. This material should not be found in all the World Trade Center dust. And yet there it is, and unexplained by the official analysis of the dust samples by R.J. Lee and the USGS, which, by the way, also found evidence of molten iron in the dust, which cannot be accounted for by the official story. Of course, jet fuel, office fires can't possibly account for temperatures exceeding 2,800 degrees. Office fires can't even get up to 1,800 degrees.